Do you find there's days where you have this negative voice and she never stops and it's this constant battle? Or perhaps there's people out there and you're hearing things that they're saying and it's really starting to bother you and maybe influencing you and going down a road where you don't want to be. Or you look at all these other people and you're constantly having that imposter syndrome, which means you're constantly comparing yourself to them. This is what Zelna and myself are going to discuss today about your mindset, overall self-care, self-love. This is Mindful Conversations. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Tanya Otterson-Lees, mindful coach and self-care coach. Hello, Zelna. Welcome to Mindful Conversations.
Hi, Tanya. So lovely to be with you today.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to our conversations. You know, Zelna, when I saw what you talk about and you have a passion for and is so in line with my passion, what I love to talk to is like, got to have Zelna on my podcast to, you know, share this message. Because Zelna, I really feel strongly that you believe the same message overall as let's not compare ourselves to other. Let's share each other. And the more of us that we can do that together, the stronger we become.
Absolutely, Tanya. I think women are so used to comparing ourselves and it's unfair on us judging ourselves all the time. And we are each other's worst critics when we should actually be each other's best supporters.
You're right. So true. Now, Zelna, I know who you are. I know where you're from and what you do. Can you please tell our audience today a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I'm Zelna Wibberholster and I live in Johannesburg, South Africa. I am a life coach or a wholeness coach, and I'm a speaker and a businesswoman, entrepreneurial businesswoman, and I do a lot of community work as well. Then I'm also a mother and a wife, and I am a dog owner, as you just
yeah, we might hear Zelna's background. That's her dog. But you know what? That's what I love about these conversations. They're real, authentic and unedited. You say your community. I love that word because it's in every aspect. And what is a message that you love to share with women, not only in your community, but overall?
Yeah, so I think it is that you should give yourself self-permission to just be yourself. You have a birthright to live a life of authenticity and to enjoy life to the fullest. And what your responsibility in that is to take care of your body and your mental health, your social life, your intellectual health, your spiritual life. And find ways that suits you, not that the world broadcast out there. And it's the next fad diet, which, by the way, I am very against. And it is not about doing the gym or the latest exercise that everybody says you must do. It is what feels right for you and that you enjoy.
I love that. And the key messages I'm hearing is find something that fulfills you, that brings you joy. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing, but what works for you, because then you're going to stick with that. Then you're going to find joy in that. And I love those key messages because you're right, Zelna. There's so many times we think we need to do what person, you know, A, B, or C is doing. And it just, we feel awful when we go that way, but they're doing it, so I need to. Instead of seeking and fulfilling yourself with the joy, what makes you happy, what brings you, you know, that everyday glow. And I love that because you're right, as women, you know, you mentioned it, we both mentioned earlier, we're always comparing ourselves to other and we need to stop doing this. And I'm not gonna lie, I do it too. But then do you find too, and I know in our previous conversation, you mentioned you do that too. And I love how we both said that, you know, we hear that, and that is human nature. However, we're not going to give it power. I hear it, but I'm not going to give it power. I'm going to instead then double, well, I like to say double up with self-respect, self-loving, and those messages to yourself. What do you love about yourself? What do I love about myself? And, you know, this kind of rolls into self-care too. And I love to know, you know, what is a self-care routine, Zelna, that you do basically every day that keeps you inspired and motivated on this beautiful journey of loving who you are?
Yeah, so for me, it is about waking up every morning. To me, is a privilege. I have an autoimmune disease, which means that it's not curable, and I am in a lot of pain some days, but I'm grateful for that pain. So when I wake up and I feel a pain, I know I am alive. And so the first thing I do in the morning is to give thanks for at least three things that I have experienced during the day, the previous day, or maybe it's something that is coming on my way that specific day, like this podcast interview, for instance. And then I also set some goals for the day. And I have maybe mentioned it in a previous conversation that I do suffer from depression. And then on those days, maybe that goal is just one thing, and that's to get out of bed. And I reward myself for that, of course. And then a grounding exercise that I do when I wake up to thank the universe and God for being alive and for what I need, set my intentions for the day and say, I need this to be able to perform my day. And then I just hug my dogs like crazy.
Yeah, dogs are amazing, right? The energy they have about them, and they always... I can sense when you need a little bit more love, or if you need a little space, something that we need to give ourselves as well, right?
We do.
Yeah. Yes. You know, you talk about gratitude, which, and I love, you know, the fact that you, what I call gratitude journal, something I share as well. You know, I do it in the morning, and I write down five things I'm grateful for, and you nailed things. Some things, my health. You know, every day too, I wake up, I'm grateful for my health because it keeps me alive. And gratitude journaling, Zelna, is that something that you feel you need to do in the morning? For ritual, for me, it's a daily habit. I get up, I make myself a warm lemon water, and I write my gratitude journal. So Zelna, for you, do you find there's a certain time of day that you write in your gratitude journal, or is it any time throughout the day?
So in the mornings, I write it, but in the evenings, before I go to bed, I give another gratitude to God and the universe, because there's so much that we often forget that we take for granted every single day. And, you know, in South Africa, we have a lot of poor people, and the community work that I do, I see so much of poverty and pain and desperateness. And when I come home, every single time I have more and more things to add to my list of being grateful. And sometimes we think we don't have anything to be grateful for. Just the fact that you can look at yourself in the mirror is something to be grateful for, because you have vision. There's so many people who don't have vision. So yes, I do it in the mornings, in writing it in my journal, and in the evening, and sometimes during the day as well, I just say thanks. I tend not to write as much as I used to, but definitely the mornings I set a time and I do that. And then during the day, it just comes naturally.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. See, there's a reason why you're on my podcast as one of my guests. Same thing. Lie in bed and I think about one thing that was the best that happened today. Uh-huh. You know, and you nailed it. How do we say, nailed it on when you mentioned that there's always something to be grateful for, because I believe the same thing. You know, for example, you know, our furnace last 3 days is like, it's on its last legs. It's quite cold in the house. And people are like, oh my gosh, it's like, no, look, at least we do have some heat. At least I have a home shelter. I have family. Like, what is there not to be grateful for, right? And Zelna, you know, you're so right. There's always something to be grateful for. And you find in your journey, I'll say, because we are on a life journey that never ends until, you know, one day when our soul passes on or our body passes on. And when you are grateful for simple things in life, when you're naturally, it comes to you naturally to be grateful and joyous every day, then things that potentially could be the worst thing ever doesn't seem that bad. I mean, yes, it depends on the situation, but you know, I have a family member as well that suffers from depression, and something I got him to do is every day be grateful, and it has helped him with his depression as well. And I mentioned that because, you know, your honesty, and thank you very much, because there's other people in your same situation that when you focus on the goodness of your life at the end of the day, and every day becomes a little more joyful, a little bit easier to get through.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like it attracts its positive thinking as well. The more grateful you are, the more things you start getting to be grateful of. And the more you start being, I think it's maybe because you're more aware of it, that you have things to be grateful for. Because as I'm sitting in this room, I can actually see things that I, you know, that I have that other people might not have. And it's not about comparing. It is just saying that for me, this is so special that I have this, and I'm really grateful for that. So, and then the more I'm grateful about the beautiful things in life, because let's face it, we're not working just for the sake of it. We're working to have the things that makes us happy. And I really love beautiful art, for instance. And the more I admire beautiful art and say thank you that this artist had this beautiful concept and he was able to express it in just one picture, she's saying so many things that I'm feeling. And then I just, you know, I'm exposed to more art, or somebody buys me a gift in line of an artwork or something. And that's just, it's just fantastic.
Oh, beautiful. You know, there's things that get us motivated in the morning. Love to know, Zelna, what is something that motivates you? And you've mentioned a few things, quite a lot. But what motivates you to simply get up in the morning?
So number one, as I've said, I am alive. That is just something I can't let the opportunity then pass to be alive and not just live. So I live every single day to its fullest, because it's really a gift. And I think somebody said that yesterday or something and whatever, but today is a gift, the present. It is literally a present that you're receiving. And to me it is. So that, and then, yes, I think because I want to make a difference in every single person that I meet's life, and I want to make their life better. I don't just want to make a difference, because you get differences which you might have a negative impact on somebody without you realizing it. I take parenthood for example. You sometimes say something to your child thinking that you are motivating them, but especially when you're very busy, you don't actually realize that in that moment you might actually be negative in their frame of mind. So, and it has an effect on their emotions. So what I mean is that I want to consciously make a positive impact on a person's life, and be the community, on my family members, the people who work for me, or, you know, strangers sometimes, just a smile or having a chat to somebody who sees having a hard time, or packing a basket of fresh food and fruit to give to the beggar on the corner. It's just something that I feel that is my purpose, to help other people. And if I live to get to what I'm supposed to do, I just feel happy and excited about the life that I was given today.
Yeah, you know, it is that journey, right? Finding our purpose. And maybe we go through years not knowing our purpose, but simply smiling, you know, someone walks by you and you give them a smile, they're like, oh, and they just smile back, and you can see something switch all of a sudden, right? Whether they're having the worst day, whether they're having a great day, but the simple thing, it takes nothing. And there's a difference between smiling, but really feeling that smile. There's a difference. Yeah. People can perceive that. People can perceive your energies that you put out. And mm-hmm. when you fill with genuine love and kindness, other people feel that and other people radiate. And mm-hmm. it helps to, a lot of people have negative people in their life, but it helps to keep you not absorbing their negative energy, or it tends to maybe help them transition. But that's a whole yeah. different conversation. You know, yes. over the, you know, the last, I mean, we always have challenges in life. You know, the last year and a half, people have had many challenges they've never faced before. And getting onto a more personal side, what's one of the biggest challenges that you're facing right now, Zelna? And I love to ask these questions because guaranteed there's a listener out there who is quite possibly facing your challenge right now. And what is it that you're facing right now? And perhaps what's helping you get over or go on day to day through one of these biggest challenges you're having?
Well, there's two things that goes hand in hand for me, and that is time and money and opportunity cost in between, because the things that I love doing, I don't really want to charge for. But I have to supply my family with food on the table yeah. and buy all those nice things for myself, part of self-care. So finding the time and finding the right people when I don't have the time to do it, that is probably my biggest challenge. Because, you know, time is limited. We only have 24 hours in a day. And we can spend it in any possible way. And there's some people I know who literally sleeps like 6 hours, and if they get 6 hours in an evening, and they're happy. My mother-in-law, for instance, she only sleeps 3 hours and she can perform optimally. My husband used to be like that until he met me. So now he's also a sleeper. He loves his sleep. So the time to get to everything, especially in the social society that we are living in, and you will know, marketing your business, and there's hundreds and thousands of people all over the world doing maybe exactly what you're doing or something very similar, and trying to find, it's like there isn't, maybe there's people who has drafted a map around this social society and the social media and marketing the new ways, but for people who are over 50, it's difficult, especially if you're technologically challenged. And you know, then I have to find people who can, and or who can teach me to do it. So yes, definitely time, I would say time, money, and the technology challenges.
Oh, technology is a good thing, but can be complicated, right? You know, you've talked about a positive mindset, and you know, when the people are so negative around you, you know, what helps you maintain that positivity? And I think, you know, I really feel I've been hearing that a lot is, you know, think about yourself, think about what makes you happy. Don't get absorbed by all that negativity out there. Don't go, and I've seen people go from a happier person to a very angry person because they're spending hours listening to controversial podcasts or controversial videos and conspiracies. And so in one word, do you agree, yes or no, that do something that helps you maintain a positive mindset versus things that will have you shift that positive mindset and feel negative? Do you agree that focus on the good things, the positivity in your life to help you maintain a more happier or positive outlook?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
lovely. You said one word, so
yeah. No, I said lovely. Exactly, right? It's so true. You know, as we're slowly winding down today, there's three questions that I'm really so excited to ask you today, because we learn about a little bit deeper. We go deep into the soul with these last three questions that I want to ask you today, Zelna. Quotes. Oh my gosh, there are so many quotes out in the world. I mean, there's so many I love, and there's one specific one I tend to kind of have in the back of my mind. So what is a quote, Zelna, that you really love and always seems to be there?
So mine isn't by any learned person. Mine is by my mother. She used to say, bloom where you are planted. Your seeds will spread to where it is needed. And I think it's sometimes it's just a smile that somebody needs. Mm-hmm. She used to tell me this because I used to be a very negative person. As you know, my background is one of being a multiple rape survivor when I was a child. And it is easy. Victim mode is very easy. Because you feel sorry for yourself, other people feel sorry for you, and it just rolls. But changing the mindset, and my mother was marvelous at a positive mindset, to get yourself to understand that there where you are today, that is where you are needed. Mm-hmm. Until you've learned the lesson that space and that place offers you, you will probably not be able to move on. So while you are there, treat the person in front of you as your teacher and take whatever, whether it's good or bad, because there's definitely bad in life. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say everything is always hunky-dory, definitely not. But to take the lesson that you've taken from your experience and share that, because maybe somebody else can benefit from it. Mm-hmm. So yes, bloom where you are planted, your seeds will spread to where it's needed.
Beautiful, right? And that kind of ties into do not blame yourself. It's not your mm-hmm. fault, right? So many people say, what did I do? What am I doing right now that's causing this? Why did this happen to me? So yeah, release that guilt of it's something I did, it's not, right? It's such a hard thing. Sometimes you mentioned, right, had you been remained stuck, then you would not have been able to blossom and bloom and spread your roots and your seeds to where you are now. So really, really good messaging there. I love it. Advice. You've shared so many beautiful messages, so many powerful messages and advice today, Zelna. But is there something maybe I haven't covered yet that you'd love to share with our listeners today?
I think loving yourself first, mm-hmm. it comes back to everything we've spoken today. Yeah. When you start loving yourself and putting yourself ahead of anything else, it will feel selfish in the beginning. And to other people, it might look selfish. Just ignore that, because when you start loving yourself and opening yourself up to the positive in life, you become more available to other people. It's almost like a can of water that you keep on putting water in. If it's full, you can't help anybody with that water, because it keeps on pouring out and it's not yours then. So make enough space in your watering can for yourself so that you can fill yourself with what is needed inside there, mm-hmm. because you will be a better mother, you will be a better worker, you will be or business owner and a better friend, because you will understand what is aligned to yourself and what is not, and you will make time for the things that matters to you. And then you'll attract people also who actually likes this version of you.
Yourself. Yeah, you want people in your life that are like you or that believe in similar or same things as you, right? Because then you're filled mm-hmm. with joy when you're around them. But when you fill your life with people that are always negative or do not believe in the same things, and when you have to be around them, you're not filled with joy. You're like, oh, how much longer is this gonna last, right? I mean, yeah, life, we have to do that, but when you look around you. Who do you want to, you can probably hear our dog now. What do you want? And who do you want in your life, right? Yeah. So Zelda, family cannot be included as your answer with this last question. Because that's something in my gratitude too, is I'm, you know, I'm grateful for my family because maybe, you know, because of these things. Mm-hmm. So if this was the last day of your life, what is one thing that you would be grateful for, Zelda?
One thing is really difficult. Between dogs and chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Both of them love to sit on your hips. Both of them involves licking. One can either be licked or the other one licks your face up with all the love it's got. But it makes you feel completely whole, and it makes me feel happy. Nice. I mean, even on the darkest days, my dogs will come, and I don't know, I've especially got one little black cocker spaniel who really knows. Even when I get sick, she will tell me I'm sick before I know I'm sick, and just love me to bits then, like completely understanding me. And their cuddles are free. It doesn't matter how tired you are or how short you are with them. They just keep on loving you. Yeah. And chocolates do the same. Yeah. They just also love to go and sit on the hips.
Dark chocolate is good for you. I usually have a piece every day. It has really good stuff in it. And yeah, you know what? Dogs too, when you come home, they're always happy to see you, right? Happy to see you. And there's so many people that are, they get home and they're you know, miserable. It's like, oh my gosh, you have a home you're coming to, like, what is there not to be grateful for, right? You have shelter.
And they absolutely love any food you give them. They're not fussy.
Oh, Zelda, this has been a beautiful conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your powerful messages, your love to the world, right? Because that's a great thing about podcasts. Everyone around the world, you know, can listen to them. So thank you very, very much. You know, on the final note too, I there's three words I really heard constantly. And I think, I feel it's, you know, because I share that same message. So thank you. And I'm hearing grateful, self-love, and overall finding joy, you know, non-comparisons. Absolutely. Non-comparisons, that's four words. But so thank you. And thank you everyone for listening and being here and watching another Mindful Conversation. You know how I'm going to end. When you go to bed tonight, think about the one thing that was wonderful, the best thing that happened today. And when you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes, send out to the universe and really feel it inside, things that you're grateful for. This is Tanya Adesanya-Lise with my guest Zelda saying thank you so much. Love who you are, find joy, and have a beautiful, beautiful day.